BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 overview, concentrating on verses 1 through 15. No doubt, Paul did not have a humdrum, normal, easy life. He endured what I, like all humans, want to avoid. Why did he press on with his assigned ministry of reconciliation? Because of his love for God and the gospel and God's people, and because he had a healthy fear of God. Jesus said his people would suffer for his namesake. John chapter 15, verse 21. I should know things like these will happen to all who call on the name of Jesus. Paul, several times in this letter, stated his repulsion to boasting. Yet, he found the need to boast because the Corinthian congregation was listening to others who were impressive on the outside and cunningly preached a false Jesus, a false gospel, and offered a counterfeit spirit. Just because a preacher or denomination uses the name of Jesus doesn't mean that they say and do is godly and true. Satan can masquerade as an angel of light, verse 14, meaning he can look impressive while he leads people away from the truth, straight into hell, where he will be cast. Revelations chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. Sometimes God's people endure persecution and hardship in the name of Jesus. They hold on to the faith and keep to the gospel of reconciliation. Those who deceive look impressive, but as Jesus said, quote, they are whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. Matthew 23:27. I learn not to be foolish as deer and run into everything that shines.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.